Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, I gotta let you know, and this is something that I probably should have said a lot earlier.
Okay.
But I'm sticking by your side, for better or for worse, doesn't matter. Oh. You got me.
Wow, well, tell that to your Mexico trip, but thanks.
Oh my God! Listen, we have made it through Magnet Gate, through Anonymous Voicemail Gate. I just know our love can survive the tough times,
okay. But
not everyone can, like NFL star Aaron Rodgers and actor Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, gosh, they shockingly called off their engagement. I guess there was a major red flag on the play.
And there it is. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, February 17th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Well, you heard it here first, Richies. Sometimes love doesn't conquer all. Mm-hmm. NFL quarterback and infamous COVID vaccine naysayer Aaron Rodgers and actor Shailene Woodley have had their ups and downs during their year-long engagement, and it seems like the downs have won as they've officially called it off.
Yeah, so a source close to Aaron confirmed the split to People Mag yesterday, and the source says that Aaron and Shailene broke up amicably and it just wasn't working. Apparently, they both have really busy careers that got in the way, which I guess they didn't know beforehand. And the source also refers to obstacles that they couldn't surmount. They also say that Aaron and Shailene will remain friendly and there's no bad blood, no drama. It just didn't work out for them. So standard PR release stuff, you know?
Is it too much to ask for PR to be like, there's so much bad blood? All they want is drama. One of them is going to stand outside of the other's door playing a song, begging them to take them back. Like, just give us drama for once. Don't pretend like it's not going to exist.
Yeah, well, we can't all have Kanye's PR team, you know?
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the split wasn't a huge surprise, I feel like. I don't think anyone was like, what? There have been recent rumors of trouble in paradise for these two, and it seemed like it was just a matter of time. And the news just took fire over the past weekend.
Yeah, so the Instagram gossip page Dumois shared a submission on their stories from somebody who claimed to be at a Super Bowl party with Aaron last Friday, and they said Aaron told them point blank he was single. But rumors of a breakup first started last Thursday when Aaron accepted his fourth MVP award at the NFL Honors event in LA. And in his acceptance speech, he did not even mention Shailene. He didn't thank her, which that's rule number one. Would we want our AMB, which I'll take any chance to talk about. Mm-hmm. First thing I did was thank Ross, you know? It's classic stuff. I mean, before the joke that I made.
Yeah, I was like, wait, did you do that the first
time? After the joke. And then she also didn't accompany him on the red carpet. Yeah. So.
Well, there's that infamous Ben Affleck not thanking Jennifer Garner, and look at them now.
Yeah.
It's our litmus test here in Hollywood.
Yep.
So, and then, of course, Shailene not showing up at this year's event was pretty obvious since Aaron used his MVP award speech last year to announce their engagement.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. And when he announced it, the engagement did seem like it came out of left field, or I guess since we're talking about football, downfield. But
sure.
So Aaron and Shailene first met in 2020, not too long after the pandemic hit. They reportedly started off as friends before they got cozy in Lake Tahoe in July.
Oh.
And then at some point later that year, they got engaged. And kind of surprisingly, although not that surprisingly, I guess, with the pandemic, because a lot of celebrities kept a lot of things secret. But they kept the engagement tight-lipped for a few months until they finally dropped the news last February.
Yeah. Well, we were all suspicious because they had trash bags over their windows. So we were like, something must be going on in there.
Yeah, and she always wore gloves when she went outside. I was like, Shailene, it's 80 degrees outside.
So as you said, Aaron was actually the first one to announce it during his MVP acceptance speech. And he was, you know, reflecting on how wild 2020 was. And then he said he got engaged and he thanked his fiance, literally out of nowhere. And then Shailene herself confirmed the news in an interview with Jimmy Fallon that same month, saying, "He's first off just a wonderful, incredible human being." And then she joked about their differences, like career-wise. Obviously, she's an actor. He's a football player.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I never thought as a little girl, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah, but he's really just so good at it."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's the technical term, ball thrower. So then a month later, Aaron talked about how happy he was in an Instagram live interview with Zenith Watch's CEO, Julian Tornar. He said, "I'm recently engaged, so I've been enjoying that part of my life." And then he added, "Obviously, that's the best thing that's happened to me in the last year." And the guy was like, "I'm here to talk about watches."
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why an NFL player is chatting with a watch CEO, but
yeah, who I'm sure kept checking his to get off that life.
Yeah, you know, he's Judge Judying it. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, man. I hope so.
So after they made the engagement public, Aaron and Shailene took their love out into the wild. They were seen smooching and just loving on each other at Disney World in April of 2021. But things weren't always smooth sailing for these two.
Right.
So I know. Can you believe it? A relationship that isn't smooth sailing?
Yeah.
So Shailene talked to The Hollywood Reporter last July and admitted that she and Aaron felt forced to announce their relationship, saying, "When we announced that we were engaged, we wanted to do that only because we didn't want someone else to do it before we did."
A.K.A. a source close to the couple.
Mm-hmm. A.K.A. the couple.
Right. There were also reports that Shailene wasn't loving how wrapped up in football Aaron was. This is just mind-boggling. A source talked to In Touch Weekly saying, "While Shailene is supportive of Aaron's career, he put football first and they were barely spending any time together." The source also said that Shailene felt neglected and neither of them was happy. Like, that's his career.
Yeah, I just don't understand, like, the timeline of this, because, like, this isn't new, unless they started dating, I guess, during the offseason. But even during the offseason, aren't they practicing?
Yeah, so, he's constantly throwing balls.
Yeah, and she said that.
But also, you know, I gotta play devil's advocate here. Like, Shailene is obviously not my favorite person on earth, but this does feel like a tabloid tactic to be like, oh, the woman hates the man's job.
Yeah,
she's
definitely
naggy and crazy. So it's like, this probably isn't true. And then, you know, of course, TMZ also reported that Aaron was getting cold feet and prioritized his football career. They're really playing into those gender gender norms, you know?
Yeah, love for it. Sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Welcome to America. But things definitely hit a legitimate rough patch this past November when Aaron got caught up in some COVID-related drama. We talked about this on the show. He got in trouble because he tested positive, which led to revealing he hadn't been vaccinated, which is against NFL protocols, and also meant that he had flat out lied about his vaccination status.
Right. So that led to the media scrambling to show video where he claimed to be immunized back in August, which most people took to believe that he had gotten a vaccination that was approved by the FDA, which it did sound like when I watched the video. But Aaron, he's a smarty. He was using some trickery on us. He was actually doing ivermectin and then a few other supplements, and he was calling it immunized, which pissed a lot of people off. Some fans felt like he flat out lied to them.
Which, yep.
He's a football player. I mean, he's not necessarily his job to be like, hey, fans, just letting you know my life. But whatever.
I will say, and I know this is going to, people are going to be pissed, but sometimes I feel like fans just take this stuff so personally.
They do. I mean, well, most fans are like, we won. So,
I know.
I mean, what do you expect?
On their Barca lounger with a bag of chips saying, we played a good game. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm also that person. I just don't say we played a good game.
Many people I love are that way.
Yeah,
so
but
it is what it is.
But Shailene, during this scandal, we'll call it, stood by her man. She even called out the Daily Mail after they published photos that misidentified him as some guy out in LA while Aaron was supposed to be quarantining.
Yeah, so she said the outlet was grasping at straws to disparage Aaron and called it straight up hilarious that paparazzi are finding random men on the streets of LA and saying it's him. And then she made a comment about knowing Aaron's body very well, saying, first off, his feet, and no offense to this rando dude, are a lot bigger.
There you have it. He's throwing balls and he's got big feet. But I don't know. Maybe it was all just too much. At some point, it got to be too much because it's now over. But I got to say, I feel like they always seemed like a surprise pairing.
Yeah, they really did. Like when I first heard about them, I was like, oh, okay. Interesting. So definitely not two people I would have been like, they're gonna end up together.
Nothing says like, I support this relationship or I have faith in this relationship. Like, oh, okay.
It's my favorite response to a lot of things.
I mean, it works in so many different situations.
It does.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.